Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
People to know, and you see these.
I want people to know.
You see these protests here in America, anti-Israel protest, anti-Semitic. What is your response? Especially,
it is shocking. It is utterly shocking. You know, when I walked out of Auschwitz with my mother, walking through these gates, I said to my thought. I was 6 and a half, and I was a very adult 6 and a half, not like a child, you know. And I said, I will never have anybody called me a dirty Jew or anything else again. I am free now. And when I came to America at 11 and a half, it's like I came to the promised land. And it was just a fabulous experience. And here it is today. I am shocked. I am pained. I'm scared. I'm scared both for America. I'm scared for the Jews. And very painful for our young people. I have two grandchildren in Wash U and one in Cornell, and they're scared.
All right, welcome back on this Wednesday, hump day, midway through the week. Thank God. The weeks go by faster and faster. Let me tell you something. If you're young, the weeks go by so much faster the older that you get. Believe me, I've already lived it. I've been in your shoes, and I'm in mine now. And I got to tell you, time flies by so quickly. But when you start getting older, I guess because you know that time will soon come to an end at some point, it seems like it goes by in the blink of an eye. The week's just, it's almost like a 7-day week anymore is like 3 days long. That's the way it feels. And when you're younger, I know, especially if you're going to school, you're like, oh God, it's Monday. I'm never going to get to Friday to get out of here. I do so much during the week. I'm going, man, it's already Wednesday. I didn't get enough done. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. And it just seems like time, there's never enough of it, to be perfectly honest with you. So all I'm saying is don't rush yourself, because believe me, in the end, you're going to wish you had all that time back. Trust me, everybody does. All right, being Wednesday. Joe Biden. What is Joe Biden's opinion on all of the anti-Semitic rhetoric that's going on around the country? In his words, not mine, he is not condemning both sides. So in other words, he's trying to stay neutral and just stay out of it, which is definitely the wrong take. And I'm going to explain why. Whether you are pro-Israel or not, some people aren't. Some people are. I'm pro-Israel to a point. I mean, I'm pro-America first and foremost. All day, every day. After that, yes, I am pro-Israel. Do I think that we should give endless money to Israel like we have done for Ukraine? No, I don't. I think you give a little initial help because we are blessed enough in this country that we have it to give at certain times. I wouldn't say we have a whole lot of it right now, but So should we help out a little bit? Yes, I think that we should. Should this be something where we are constantly floating a bill for all of these wars going on around the world? No, absolutely not, regardless of which country it is. Why is it a problem if you are not pro-Israel? It's because it's deeper than that. See, remember all these people that are talking about Palestine. You forget Palestine is run by Hamas. So in a whole, it's a whole terrorist nation. If you are young and dumb, there is an older saying that there was another part to that, and most of the guys know what I'm talking about. But if you are young and dumb, you would probably only take it at face value, at the very surface. You don't dig any deeper, and you just think, oh my God, all these poor people, and Israel's doing this or doing that to them. So you jump in with the crowd, and you're chanting for it. Since you didn't do any homework at all, you didn't look into the situation, you didn't study it, you didn't look at the history of everything there, and you have no idea what's going on over there, I guess you're willing to be a useful idiot for the left. Hamas runs Palestine. Most Palestinians are anti-Semitic. That's just their way. They're run that way. That's how their culture is. That's the way they've been their entire lives. Why is it a problem here in the United States? The Jewish people will be persecuted until the end of time, says the Bible. God told them that, and that is the way it has been, and that is the way it is going to be. And I think most of us that understand that. However, to not repeat the mistakes of the past, just like in Nazi Germany, which I know you're going to shake your head and you're going to put your hand in that could never happen here. That's what everybody always says. It could never, ever happen here, but yet it always seems to happen. Once you start letting this cancer creep into society and keep changing the minds of people and brainwashing people into believing this nonsense, you're going to go and do something or be part of something that in the end you are not going to be proud of, and you're going to wish with every fiber of your being that you were not part of that, that you could do anything in the world to take it back. You are literally persecuting people for a religious belief. That's it. Just because they're Jewish or they were born Jewish, it doesn't matter what religion they are now, you are persecuting them because they're Jewish. There is no other reason. They are protecting themselves. Who started this war? Wasn't the Jews. Hamas was the one that attacked. Everything was calm. I mean, the typical stuff over in the Middle East where bombs are flying off here and there, the Iron Dome's doing its job and keeping anybody from getting hurt. I mean, at the end of the day, the ones that went in there and attacked and got Israelites was Hamas. So if you're out there chanting, who started the fight? If you're out there talking about getting rid of Israel and free Palestine and all this crap, who started the fight? And now you're mad because the victim in this situation is standing up for themselves? Yeah, let me ask you, if you're in school and you see a kid walking down the street and some guy is bullying him and beats the living hell out of him, you're going to be mad that the kid attacks back and beats the hell out of him, and maybe his friend that was laughing, he beats the hell out of him too? Or do you think that they deserve it? Because I know right now what you're saying to yourself is, it's a little different. No, it's not any different. Okay? The bully showed up. He hurt people. He hurt families. They killed people. And the response is, now we're going to crush you like the roaches that you are. And all of a sudden, all you stupid college kids... Which it's amazing that you're supposed to be the educated ones. In moments like this, you show how uneducated you actually are, that you know nothing. They truly are indoctrination camps. You know nothing about history. You don't see things the right way. You actually are dumber than somebody that all they did was graduate high school and they've been working a 9-to-5 or they made their own business. You're dumber than them. By far, I don't care how much book smarts you have, because they know enough to say, well, I don't know, history says that they started the fight and war's always been there. But I know that, hey, if they did this first, they're retaliating. I don't see what the problem is. It's amazing. Harvard, Columbia, all these universities growing up, and I know you feel the same way. Growing up, these are the elite universities. These are the colleges that everybody talks about that are pretty much unobtainable. These are the ones that maybe one kid, you know, one kid from your school that got a scholarship to go to Harvard. Oh my God, the kid must be a genius. Or you must be a complete idiot. Because nowadays, I'm going to go with you're a complete moron. You are so weak-minded that they could convince you to do anything they want. You guys are staging all these walkouts. You're chanting for Palestine. You're doing all these stupid things. You guys believe in all your woke ideologies. You believe that the government is your buddy, is your pal. It's going to pat you on the back. Just do what we tell you to do, and we're going to be really nice to you. Okay, go read 1984. All you smart people that can read so well, go read 1984 from somebody that experienced it, somebody that saw it happen. Read it from somebody's perspective that can tell you what's about to happen to you. Tell you the society, what it would evolve into, what you want to live in. Because pretty much that's what it is. If you go against the party, no matter how well behaved you are, there are characters in 1984 that are well behaved and you're still going to disappear. Because all you got to do is be accused of doing something wrong. But they're lying, but it doesn't matter. The party thinks it. Well, you're just eliminated. Oh, it can never get there, Joe. I don't know. Do you know anything about your history? We've been there multiple times. Multiple times throughout history. A lot of dictators. A lot of crazy people. A lot of killing. A lot of bloodbaths in the past. Read your history books. It might do you some good. It is amazing to me. But Joe Biden's position on this is very different from Trump's position. It's sad to hear somebody that was in Auschwitz, 6.5 years old, this little old lady saying she's scared for her life again. It's sad to hear those words, that she probably thought in her life she would never see anything like that again. And in the end of her life, because I would imagine if she's 6 years old and she was in Auschwitz in the 40s, okay, she's got to be tipping into her 90s. She's got to be. Okay, got to be 90 and early 90s. At the end of her life, she has to feel the same fear that she felt in the beginning of her life. Why? Because we have weak politicians. We certainly have a weak person in the White House that won't stand up for what is right. Won't protect the basic rights. Not to mention, what the hell do you care what's happening? What do you think the people in Palestine are? They're laughing at you idiots. You think that they care that you're out there protesting and walking out in college and making asses out of yourselves? Do you think that they care about that at all? They care about that zero. All of you that are homosexuals or asexuals or whatever sexual you think you are, all of you with the purple and pink hair, or you guys and girls that are dressing in the rain because you think you're in the wrong bodies, those people at Hamas would kill you immediately. You are an infidel to them. They got no love for you, but yet you're over here acting stupid for them. God, you really are the definition of a useful idiot. You really, truly are. You guys got to get it together. I mean, anti-Semitism is wrong because you're destroying people because of a belief. It's Jews today. Tomorrow, because they've already started with Christians. Tomorrow it'll be Christians. Sooner or later it'll get to Muslims. It'll get to every religion that we have here in the United States if you allow this to happen. Why does this need to be stopped? It doesn't matter whether you are pro-Israel or you're against Israel, the war over there. What matters is when you have anti-Semitism begin to rise, that is the beginning. They're going to start with one group of people and it will continue because once they have success suppressing, beating down, eliminating one group of people, then they will find something else wrong with the next group of people and they will come for you just like they went for them. You can't be that stupid to not see these patterns that have happened throughout history, unless you don't know your history. And I'm assuming that if you're from Columbia, Harvard, Brown, any of those elite college, I'm assuming you don't know nothing anyways. So you probably truly don't know your own history because you're a bunch of fools. It'd be so much easier if I could curse. It would be so much easier for me to articulate myself if I could curse. Before I became a Christian, let me tell you something. I took cursing to an art form. And I could hit you with not one normal word in a sentence. The entire sentence is all curse words, formulated perfect. I mean, praise Jesus that I'm not like that anymore. Because, I mean, it was bad. But it would be a lot easier sometimes to express myself that way. I did find it a little bit difficult to say mean things to people that upset me quite a bit. Not cursing, because there's not just enough words that hit you hard. But I did figure out, and I think that most people would, I did figure out in the end, as much as I would like to curse, if you hit somebody hard without cursing, it generally hurts that much more, because it was like, wow, did he just say that? Ow, that hurt. So I guess there is a benefit to it in one way.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.